Welcome to the practice of Yoga Nidra, a practice for deep relaxation. Find a position that's comfortable for you. You could lie on your left side with whatever props you need to make yourself really comfortable. So you might have a pillow under your head and some cushions between your knees and feet, just to take the pressure off your hips and pelvis. And maybe even a cushion underneath your bump. And you might choose to do this relaxation somewhere other than your bed, so that you're less likely to fall asleep. Could be on your sofa, or on a pile of cushions on the floor, or wherever you think you're going to be able to settle. If you need to, pause the recording. Get everything that you need, perhaps a blanket to put over the top of you, maybe an eye pillow if you have one, everything that you need to make yourself really comfortable. And then have a little bit of a wriggle and a fidget until you're as comfortable as can be. And I invite you to then be still for the next 15 minutes. And it's probable that sensations will arise, like an itch. All sorts of thoughts will pop into your head. But see whether you can simply observe them, rather than acting upon them. And remain still so that your body can rest very deeply. If you really are uncomfortable, or perhaps your baby moves into an uncomfortable position, do move, but see if you can move with awareness and settle back into stillness again. So feel now that you're settling your body on the ground. Whether you're lying on the sofa or whatever surface, imagine that you're settling against the earth itself. And the left side of your body feels incredibly heavy as it settles. You can feel the softer parts of your body and the harder parts, the bony parts, everything settling down against the floor. You could imagine that it's like the earth is cradling you, making you feel safe and at ease. And in contrast to the left side feeling heavy, the right side of your body is feeling very light, weightless, even buoyant. It's as if the right side of your body could float up on a little bubble on a gentle breeze. So the left side is feeling very heavy, settling down, and the right side is incredibly light, floating up. And the breath is going to help you, so that as you breathe out, you rest a little bit more deeply towards the earth. And on the inhalation, you have a sensation of lightness and weightlessness. Breathing out, settling against the ground. And as you breathe in, a lightness. Switching between the sensations, breathing out heavy, breathing in light. And feel that your breath is like water, flowing effortlessly in and out of your body. Your breath is like a wave, settling you down on the exhalation and lifting you up on the inhalation. And now you can use the golden thread breath, breathing in through the nostrils and out through the lips. Breathing in through the nostrils and out through the lips slightly parted, and blowing gently for the length of the exhalation. So imagining a fine golden thread, fine like gossamer, blowing out for as long as your exhalation will carry it. Perhaps you can imagine that as you blow out through the lips, you're blowing down towards your baby's bottom. Your baby is head down, and as you blow through your lips, you're tickling the baby's bottom with your breath. Letting your breath be relaxed and at ease. Breathing in and blowing out a golden thread. Now as you breathe in, count 9. Then blowing out the golden thread between the lips. And the next inhalation, counting 8. Gradually counting down towards 0. It's fine if you need to come back again to 9 and start again. Now let go of your breath, wherever you got to with the counting. And we're going to take your awareness around your body. So taking your awareness to the eyebrow centre, and imagine shining a light at each point that I mention. So to the eyebrow centre, and the throat, the right shoulder, inside of the right elbow, inside of the right wrist, the right thumb, index finger, middle finger, ring finger and little finger, the right wrist, right elbow, front of right shoulder, the throat, left shoulder, inside of left elbow, inside of left wrist, the left thumb, index finger, middle finger, ring finger, little finger, the left wrist, left elbow, front, left shoulder. Back to the throat, and then to the centre of the breastbone. Left breast, centre of the breastbone, right breast, centre of the breastbone, navel, the pubic bones, right hip bone, right knee, right ankle, right big toe, second toe, third toe, fourth toe, fifth toe, right ankle, the right knee, the right hip, and the pubic bones. Left hip bone, left knee, left ankle, left big toe, second toe, third toe, fourth toe, fifth toe. Left ankle, left knee, left hip, and the pubic bones. And back to the navel, the centre of breastbone, the throat, and eyebrow centre. And now taking your awareness to your baby and feeling or imagining that the baby's head is pointing down in a perfect position ready for birth. And touching each part that I name with a gentle kiss. The baby's head, the baby's face, the baby's body, the baby's right arm, the baby's right leg, baby's body, the baby's left arm, the baby's left leg, back to the baby's body, the baby's face, and the top of the baby's head. You can, if you like, imagine that you do have all of the resources that you need to birth this baby when the time comes. I invite you to imagine an older version of yourself who has already birthed your baby, and she lies behind you, cradling you with great love and respect. She tells you to trust your body, to trust your instincts, and that you have everything that you need for your birthing journey. She has a gift for you from her heart to your heart. Take this gift with thanks. Cherish this gift. You will know what it is when you need it. She also has a gift for your baby from her heart to your baby's heart. Feel what that gift might be. Now return to the golden thread breath, breathing in through the nose and blowing out through the lips. Breathing out a golden thread, blowing through the lips and out across the space in front of you. And let that golden thread carry you back to the room as we come towards the end of the practice. Breathing a little more deeply, feel that as you take a deep breath in, you draw energy, prana, life force, into your body and to your baby. And as you blow out the golden thread, or sigh out, you are reconnecting with the world around you. Become aware of your body lying on the floor, of the other women and babies in the room, if you're in a group. And now feel that you're ready to move, wriggling your fingers and toes, and moving your wrists and ankles. You might need to have a little bit of a stretch. Moving however you need to. You can keep your eyes closed for a moment. And rubbing around over your belly with one hand or two hands, having that final deep connection with your baby. And then taking the palms of your hands together and rubbing to produce some warmth. And when they're warm, placing your hands over your eyes, letting the warmth sink in. You might apply some gentle pressure against the eyes and the eye sockets. And when you feel ready, take the hands a little away, let some light in. See the room around you. Feel that you have come fully back, that you have finished the relaxation, that the practice of yoga nidra is complete, and that you can carry the blessings, the benefits of the practice into the rest of your day and into the birthing journey when the time comes. Best wishes.